1 FM Lake Charles and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
This woman, issue, there's that word again, would impact her family, and her family would have been broken up because she could not live in their home while she was unclean. Boy, times have really changed, haven't they? Anything she touched became unclean. And if they touched it, they themselves would become unclean. The point is drawing bigger. Her children would have been taken away from her if she had any at that time. Her social life, she would have been ostracized from society. She could have no social contact in the marketplace or in any social setting because of her uncleanness. Now, she only had an issue of blood. She was experiencing both physical and mental agony. Twice in Scripture, her disease was called a plague. That Greek word has a connotation of the word whip. Just as a whip, this woman's disease drove away her strength, depriving her of motherhood. Her possessions, all of the wealth she possessed, we see, hadn't helped her, for she had spent it all. And her condition became worse. She had followed all of the cures described by the doctors. The Talmud. And Talmud is a Jewish commentary in the Old Testament, which indicates that there were 11 such cures that she could have used. She had paid for each one of these cures. She also followed each cure precisely. This woman had done everything in her power to cure herself. She had gone from doctor to doctor. Am I in your neighborhood? She had done everything humanly possible, and yet she had grown worse. She was not getting better. In verse 27, it says, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said in verse 28, if only I may touch his garments, I shall be made whole. So this woman pushed through the crowd. She was determined. She believed that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Antioch, this single hymn has caught the attention of the world. Scholars believe that what she actually clutched was a tassel on his clothes. The tassel is located at the bottom of a robe and on the arm area. The woman had to reach Jesus, struggling through the crowds, and make contact with him. And verse 30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in him that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? But the disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched you? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. The woman kneeled before the source of life. For 12 years, her blood was an issue, for it could not be healed. But there was something about Jesus and Jesus' blood, Brother Hinkton, because his blood will give remission of sin and atonement. Two bloods here, Dwayne. Here's my point. Remission means a cancellation of a debt. This cancellation was of a disease, a pain. When this woman, Antioch, came in contact with the source of life, her issues, her disease was canceled. Check this out. Here's a spiritual play on words. Her issues or her disease was put in remission, which means it was canceled anyway. Jesus never touched the woman, but she touched him. Now, you got to get this. The woman issue made her unclean, and everything she touched was then unclean. But when the woman, knowing that her uncleanness would come in contact with the one who could handle her issue, when she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, when she reached out and touched the tassel at the end of his garment, she was made whole. When we think about what the Lord was doing, what was unclean in her became clean. It only became clean because Jesus imputed his holiness and his righteousness upon her. Now we understand why Jesus said, power has gone from me. That power is healing power. That power is restoring power. That power is regenerating power. When she touched him, Jesus said, I feel something because something just left me. And when she reached out and touched him, although she was unclean, being unclean meant that everything that she touched became unclean. But when you get in touch with the one who had no sin, and she reached out and touched him. When she reached out and touched the source of life, what was unclean became clean because Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And what Jesus was about to give her was eternal life through the touching, the restoration, and the regeneration. She was changed. The power to restore, to redeem, to reconcile. I understand. When Jesus died, they pierced him in the side, and blood and water, Daryl, came out. The blood symbolizes, preachers, y'all need to write this down. The blood symbolizes remission and atonement. and the water symbolizes regeneration and purification. You can't get clean unless you're washed. Because every now and then we get dirty hand, but in order to get that sand clean, you got to wash. Jesus said, I don't need water to be washed. He said, I can use my blood to clean you. Jesus said, my blood changes things in every one of our lives. And when the Roman soldier pierced him in the side, blood and water came out of his side. Blood symbolizing what he was doing. He was redeeming us. He was causing remission of sin. And when we come before the Father, the God Almighty won't see us the way we are, unclean. He'll see the blood, which is the remission of our sin. And that water purifies us. Another word is justification. That word simply says he just made us right. So when the water hits you, all we have to do is rejoice and know that we've been made right. My uncleanness has been made right. My stuff in me has been made right. Why? Because of what Jesus did. And the woman with an issue touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said she was made whole. She was activating her faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. If I could just reach out and touch her hope in getting to Jesus, change her situation. But if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch him, I'll be made whole. Antioch, we need to be determined. Determined to get to Jesus. We need to be determined. Determined that nothing will stop us. We need to be determined that nothing will hinder us. Nothing will prevent us from getting to the Lord. Because Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now you know why we rejoice in that man called Jesus. He is our Savior, our deliverer. That man called Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is wonderful. He is a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. That man called Jesus, who came over 40 and two generations, demonstrating the agape love of God the Father Almighty. But he didn't stop there, because he saw you and I when we were all lost in sin. And some of us today are still on a crossroad of trying to get to Jesus. Every now and then your situation may be so perplexed. Every now and then your situation may be direing. But if you just look to the hill from which cometh your help and know that your help comes from the Lord, you can rejoice and sing yourself happy. You can rejoice and know that the Lord has brought you from a mighty long way. You can rejoice in knowing that he brought you out of the pit and miry stuff that held you back. But when you think about what the Lord has done in your life, all that you have come out of and all that he's taken you through, you can thank him and magnify him and glorify him for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. He ain't through with you yet, because the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Lord says, I come to give you more life, because life is in Christ Jesus. And that's enough to shout today. That's enough to praise him today. That's enough to magnify him today. If you can just reach Jesus, moving obstacles out of the way,
Jesus said, I was coming after you.